Good day, San Bernardino County believers. What a glorious day it is. Our prayer focus today is the seventh commandment. Ooh, what causes a person to go from newlywed love to looking at the grass on the other side of the fence, seeking someone else to fulfill their fleshly passions? And then what does God mean by spiritual adultery? Idolatry, covetousness, and apostasy are spoken of as adultery spiritually in several passages from Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, and Revelation. So then how do we pray into the opposite so that we can see the good happen more than what God doesn't want to happen? We know that we have to stay close to our Lord, and we have to remain in a close relationship in our marriage, keeping our vows to be faithful, forsaking all others, forsaking anything that would separate us or would put its place higher than our Lord and then our spouse if you are married. So today we're going to pray about adultery. The seventh commandment, you shall not commit adultery. Father God, we know that sadly families break up when this happens. Many get divorced. Many feel so rejected and hurt and wounded. Those that commit the adultery have a lot of problems afterwards with their children, with respect, with their ex-wife, if they end up divorcing. Even with their new lover, there's always that difficulty. And so, Father, we know you have this boundary, this law, this commandment, because it's important to you that people remain one. You said, Jesus, that whoever divorces their wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. And you also said, you've heard it said, you shall not commit adultery, but you say that everyone who looks at a woman or a man with lustful intent has already committed adultery with them in their heart. So Father, we stop right now and ask for forgiveness for anyone who has looked at someone else with a lustful intent, in a magazine, in a movie, in truth, in real life, in online, social media, video games, through any way with looking at any form, reading novels, lustful novels, pictures, advertisements, magazines, whatever form. And of course, the worst, to actually commit adultery with another person voluntarily. Father, forgive us as a people. We know that it has grave consequences and that you want the marriage to be held in honor among all and the marriage bed be undefiled, for you will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. And you say they lack sense. So we pray, God, that people will use their sense. They will have fear of you and would flee from sexual immorality, just like Daniel did when he was, or Joseph, when he was caught in prison and then he was put in place of Potiphar's wife and had to flee from her when she was trying to be sexually immoral, and he knew it would be adultery for her to do that, and for him it would be wrong. So we pray, God, that people will see that this sin is not something that's just alone, that it is something that affects their body and the body of another, and it affects so many people. So God, we pray that people will be able to have grave respect for their vows, that they will forsake everything that is tempting them, that's causing them to look, any movies, anything, Lord, that they're listening to. It could be music even, Father, that you would convict us of anything that would even cause us to be tempted in this area so that we will refrain from looking at anyone other than you, and we will refrain from and forsake everything that would put its place above you and also that we would remain faithful in our marriages. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want the people in this county to wake up, be so transformed that we affect others. In Jesus' name.